This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
We are snowflake free in Charlotte. It is brisk out there. Still brisk.
No, snowflake. Fuller, we're staying inside.
No, as soon as that door opens, man, they are going for squirrels and deer.
I can report
raccoons.
I can report accurately. We have no snow.
No snow.
As of 7 o'clock.
Well, maybe a weatherman whiff on that one. Maybe.
Boy, the grocery store profits up, though.
We're going to
restock. Boy, you weren't kidding. I walked through yesterday. Man.
It's empty, right? It's gone.
Just, again,
see ya.
Nobody delivers in this country like the South when they hear the bad winter weather is on the way. And again, as we said last week, and it's been our continuing coverage, there is no place pack like this part of the country. All you have to do is even just refer to the potential of it.
Psst, snowflake.
What? Panic. It's crazy. Really is. It's stupid. All right, we got stuff to get into. 844-SAY-ACCN.
Yep.
We got some good news, bad news kind of thing today.
Yeah, we do.
Coming from Raleigh. Good news, bad news, right? We hyped up 3-4, Louisville, NC State women's basketball.
Delivered.
Reynolds last night, rocking in the fourth, right? Rocking before, rocking in the fourth. An epic, and I do mean epic, comeback by NC State. One for the ages. Where if you're watching the game last night, Wes, Louisville, best defensive team in terms of efficiency in the country, up 14, 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter, let's go. I mean, you couldn't have scripted a better case scenario for Jeff Falls in Louisville to say, hey, you're up 14 with the best defense, you've quieted the joint, you got one quarter, go close. And NC State put together one of the best performances you're going to see by any team, period, in a fourth quarter. You got to get off the mat and go.
I thought it was interesting. Jeff Walls told Holly Rowe at halftime, I hear there's really bad weather. Can we wrap this up and move on? He knew that there was a possibility. But after three quarters, he had to feel pretty good about where his team was because really they were proving to be that defensive group we'd heard about. And then all of a sudden, Diamond Johnson went crazy.
She's great.
Crazy.
16 off the bench. Man, all of a sudden the basket looked like the size of a Ford F-150. And, man, she lit it up. She
was tremendous. The net wasn't moving.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she had 14 in the fourth. And maybe a couple of them were at the rim. The rest of them were from Fuquay. I mean, it was.
She had to look at the top of the key like she was Steph Curry. Like, hey, you know what? I know I probably shouldn't shoot this, but, man, I'm hot. And, boy, she was tremendous. I mean, it was a crazy comeback.
Pick out your favorite Raleigh suburb. She was shooting them from there.
Yeah.
What a great environment, though. And you mentioned this. Unbelievable environment at the beginning. And rather than NC State throwing the haymaker last night early, Louisville threw the haymaker on the home team.
Yep.
Clamped down defensively. Thought Haley Van Lith hit some tough shots last night. Olivia Cochran was outstanding inside. Emily Inksler.
These are two really good clubs.
Was showcasing. We deserve to see this one at least one more. I hope we get it two more times.
We could. I mean, as Jeff Hall said the other day on the show, this is a game you could see for the ACC championship. You could see it for the national championship. But last night, and the thing that was so remarkable about the game is at the end of the third quarter, if you're watching it, you're going, man, all the hype, man, it's a 14-point game. And you really, you know, if NC State didn't give you that push to lead off the second half or the third quarter, if you will.
Right.
You're like, okay, maybe they don't have that gear tonight. Maybe this is Louisville's night. And you really, I never had the sense that NC State was going to, maybe they cut it to single digits, but what's taking so long? If you make a move, make a move. And, you know, it's a 14-point league of the fourth quarter. And keep in mind, NC State outscored Louisville, the best defensive team in the country, 31-8 in the fourth quarter. And I will point out that the last 4 points of the game were scored by Louisville. So it was a 31-4 scoreboard quarter into the last 40-some-odd seconds of the game.
Yeah, and you see the shooting numbers. That's just bananas. And then the stat they ran on the broadcast last night, NC State, the 14-point deficit into the fourth, and teams that trailed by that much in that spot were 3-1,278 at the start of last night.
But, I mean, it's one thing to say, listen, hey, so-and-so's ranked third. The other team is a, you know, middle-of-the-road doormat of your respective conference, and here comes a comeback. That's one thing. This is 3-4. I mean, these are elite women's programs. And to see a comeback like that, given the hype, given the recent history of these two that understand, hey, we're good, you're good, let's go play. We're keeping score. It was just an amazing basketball game.
That's three straight for NC State against Louisville, isn't
it? The only ACC team to do it, old Muffet at Notre Dame.
Wow.
The same.
Shout out to Muffet. Enjoyed watching their postgame coverage last night, by the way. Louisville 83-1 the last 5 years in those kind of scenarios with a double-digit halftime lead. Their only other loss, Elite Eight last year against Stanford. Huh.
Great game, man. Got people talking. But you know what? Now you're going to find out about the leadership of both those teams, right?
Yeah.
For NC State, coming up over the weekend, hey, you can't sit there and worry about what we would have, could have, should have, and did and knocked it out in the fourth. You got to go play, right? I mean, it's still one game in the standing. So a lot of coaching going to be taking place at both Louisville and NC State after that game last night. Big time. That wasn't the only crazy comeback we had last night in the women's hoops either.
Yeah, there's the note we gave you that's on the screen. We told you a moment ago, 3-12-78. Teams trailing by 14 entering the fourth going into last night.
It doesn't even look right, does it?
That's correct. All right, you mentioned this. The other comeback last night was at the Conte Forum in Chestnut Hill. Cameron Schwartz, kind of fresh off a Packer and Durham appearance.
Yep.
28 last night. Boston College comes from 14 down to beat Notre Dame 73-71. There's Cam. We'll follow over Matty Westbell. Bang. 28-5 last night for Schwartz. Coach Max Eagles now. Tell you what, go all the way to the end last night to get the win. Michaela Dickens, she had 17 of her 20 in the last two quarters. Eagles trailed 55-41 in the third before putting together a 13-0 run to slice it to one. Taylor Soule, Cam Schwartz, Michaela Dickens combined for 12 of the points in the run.
This league's tough, man. I'm telling you. And not only do you have the guys with the number beside their name, but then you get these teams like Boston College nobody wants to play. You got Virginia Tech who's unranked, which is ridiculous. Nobody wants to play those guys either.
Right.
The league's terrific, man. I'm telling you. We got six ranked teams, and again, you throw a BC and Virginia Tech on top of it, or it's certainly good enough to cause a problem for anybody who wants to play.
Yeah.
Every night the ladies roll it out. I'm telling you, there's good basketball. And that game in Raleigh was just – that was insane in the fourth quarter yesterday. That was nuts.
Hey, thanks to Ryan Rucco for the shout-out last night. Appreciate that.
Heard the old Packer and Durham early.
Yeah, got a little shout-out. Appreciate that.
Got the names right. That's good.
Well, there you go. Doing all we can, right? Georgia Tech a winner in one of our doubleheader games here last night on ACC Network. 65-55. Nell Fortner's team goes on the road and wins. Nerea Hermosa, 21-7 last night. By the way, the ball game started. You were watching. It started with a technical foul. We had an administrative technical foul assessed on Vaughn Reed and the Orange last night, so the ball game started with Lotomay Lotnin knocking down a free throw. Administrative technical foul, Pack. Apparently we had some bookkeeping errors.
Is that what it was?
I think so, yeah. Usually that's what happens. Administrative, if you're told it's an administrative technical foul, and that's what Pam Ward and Stephanie White, who were doing the game, they were doing the game remotely, so they had to be told from sight. And they said administrative technical foul. Well, last time I checked, that means not all the names are in the book.
You know what? I'm going to come up with a rule.
Right, okay. Here. What would you like?
I think that if that happens, don't drink your coffee before I give you my theory on this. I think that if you have somebody that can't write down five names as your starters.
No, you have to write everybody's name.
Okay.
Got it.
If you can't write everybody's name on your team.
In a book. Yeah.
And that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
I think
now be careful because sometimes this is supposed to be a student.
I don't care. If this offends somebody, believe me.
Young people working on their higher education, trying to pick up a couple dollars.
I don't care. I'm paid to give an opinion. So here's me doing my job. I believe that if you can't write the names of your team in a book, then the coach should be able to be given the option of A, you allow the other team to shoot free throws to start the game, or you remove that person for the game, writes the names in the book, and let's go play.
You mean the person that wrote the name, or
yes.
The name in the book
must be escorted out of the building.
Out of the building. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, what are we doing? How's that a technical? I mean, does that affect anything? Does it affect anything in the game is my question. The answer is no, it doesn't. Get out the eraser or get a new pencil or a new piece of paper and write the names and let's go play the game. If that was a one-point game final, I mean, come on. That's just a stupid rule.
I mean,
no, but if it was like, if it was determined by somebody making a shot at the buzzer, you'd go, well, we lost the game because Joey Schmutz, he can't write his name.
Why's it got to be Joey Schmutz?
Joey Smith, Bob Jones, Weatherman, whatever name you want.
Robert Llewellyn, you just hammering people.
Whatever.
Here, let me just tell you this.
It's kind of a stupid rule if you think about it.
Having been around a few games, 844-SAY-ACCN, I'm telling you this happens more than you think.
Fine. So correct it and let's go jump ball and let's go play.
Usually it happens on Saturday mornings at your local neighborhood recreation league when the dad is keeping the book.
That's fine. Why is that a technical?
Because that's the rule.
I get that. But the rule stinks.
I understand.
Well, it's a terrible rule.
All right. Let's finish the scoreboard, shall we?
Well, as long as we get the names right.
All right. North Carolina beat Virginia 61-52.
Virginia has yet to win an ACC game this year.
Deja Kelly had 18. She is having a great year for Courtney Banghart from a scoring perspective for sure. All right. Here's the rest of the scoreboard now. Clemson with an important win.
They're first in the league.
66-44.
What's going on with the Deeks?
Delisha Washington had 18-7-4. I don't know. Jules Spears 16-5 for the Deeks in a losing effort. But Wake, who had gotten off to a really good start, has hit some bumpy stretches here.
I mean, they got beat by Florida State the other day by 41. They lose the Clemson at home by 22.
Yeah.
Tigers' first win.
Kelsey Marshall, 21-5 last night for our friend Katie Meyer. Miami is, you know what? Second half of the women's season, might want to keep an eye on the Canes now, not just on the men's side. Katie Meyer, they've gotten a couple nice wins this week, Pac. Georgia Tech and now Florida State. And then Virginia Tech last night. Here's a surprise for you. Elizabeth Kittley, 27-7. Kenny Brooks' team, 6-1 in the league and 14-4 overall.
Can we get the Hokies ranked on the ladies' top 25? Can we get the men from Miami ranked in the top 25? I mean, it just goes to show you how stupid the AP poll is.
Hey, by the way, I like our Packer and Durham women's basketball scoreboard graphic there. Very nice.
Well, we had to get it right because if somebody misspelled something, technical.
The other element about this is we're going to have quite the run, it looks like, in February and into the Greensboro for the tournament.
Oh, there's no question. And the men and the women have different storylines, right?
Big time
different totally story different storylines. Yeah. You got the men scrambling like crazy to try to figure out who can get to the tournament. The women are loaded, right? They've got six guaranteed, it looks like. Ranked in the top 25, you got to figure you like their chances. And I mentioned BC, Virginia Tech, you can throw them in the mix too. And Miami, you mentioned playing good ball too. The women are just stacked, man. They have got some kind of league, man.
I tell you what, awesome. if you're inclined, I would tell you, go to the ACC.com. Tickets are available for the women's basketball tournament. I kind of looked through there yesterday. You can get session tickets. You can get day tickets, tournament book if you so choose. It's going to be tremendous, tremendous basketball at the Coliseum in Greensboro.
And the thing is, you've got quality depth, and you have two elite teams.
Right.
With NC State and Louisville.
Yep.
And I mean, the tournament's going to be great. The regular season races are going to be great. Every night the ladies play, man, hold on for dear life, because the scores could be anything. I mean, you got everybody with a number beside their name, it seems that.
And now we got a head-to-head deal going. With Louisville and NC State, they played the one time they're going to play. So we'll watch the rest of this play out. We've already seen NC State play Duke, Carolina, now Louisville. And the beat just goes on in women's basketball. All right, that's all the good news, the women's basketball news from last night. Here's the tough news.
Oh,
here's the tough news.
This hurts.
Announced at 8 o'clock last night, the wrestling duel with NC State and Virginia Tech is canceled tonight and resulting in a Virginia Tech forfeit. Now, some of you are going to say, well, wait a second. In basketball, no. In wrestling, they have elected to stay. If you can't make the starting gate, it's a forfeit. And that's the case with Virginia Tech. So now Duke and North Carolina with Sean Kenny and Rock Harrison will be tonight's Friday night duel at 7 o'clock Eastern right here on ACC Network. Feel for Tony Roby and Virginia Tech. Feel for NC State.
Us, the fans.
Well, no question. But at the same time, those two programs can't get to the starting gate to conduct the duel tonight. And, again, Virginia Tech is hit with the forfeit. So that's where that deal is. And so you'll get Duke and Carolina tonight at 7 o'clock on ACC Network.
Well, anytime Duke and North Carolina get together, it's one of those rivalries, regardless of sport. But, man, I was so looking forward to seeing the two top-ranked teams in the league get after it. And Hiley yesterday was awesome. I mean, like I said the other day, man, every time we have a wrestler or wrestling coach on the show, they're entertaining, they're fun.
Yep.
And Friday nights, wrestling season, ACC Network are a natural. So Duke Carolina tonight should be fun, but man, I'm really disappointed we're not going to see NC State Virginia Tech.
And hope everybody can get healthy and we can get back on the road to regularly scheduled Friday night duels, especially with those folks in Blacksburg.
Want to see the Brothers of Destruction.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's great.
Yeah, the Hidleys were the Brothers of Destruction.
Hidley was great yesterday.
You're going to get one of those, aren't you?
I am. I don't want a freebie. I'm going to buy it.
You're going to wear it like out.
The guys.
Packer and Durham go on the road. Brothers of Destruction.
I loved it. I think it's a great idea. And anything I can do to support student athletes putting a little change in their pocket.
Well,
I don't want a freebie. I want to buy one.
Yeah, let's buy one. Why not? Come off the hip. Man of your financial wealth and independence. There you go.
It's accurate.
Yeah, but no question. There's no question. By the way, has anybody seen my yellow mug? Hard to lose.
Whoa.
What?
That's not just a yellow mug. That is a Pitt Panther mug. Compliments of Pat Narduzzi.
Hey.
That's not just say, I found this at Walmart. No.
From Pat Narduzzi?
That's a Pat Narduzzi mug right there.
Well, no wonder it looks like the...
it's hardy.
Yellow. It is hardy. So, firm, sturdy, like Pittsburgh.
Understand what you're talking about over there, Durham. That's a Pat Narduzzi coffee mug.
All right. Get ready. Show is going to be fun today. All's not lost for our Cardinal fans in Louisville, by the way. Bottom of the hour, Russ Smith going to be honored this weekend at KFC Yum Center. Russ Smith's going to join this show at 7:30.
Talk bourbon.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to talk bourbon.
Yeah, Russ has gotten into the game. Joe Sigaki will join us at 8:30, the voice of the Canes. Always a laugh or two in there from Joe Z. Miami hosts Florida State tomorrow, round two, down at the Watsco Center. And then at 9:30, hey, Hokie fans, basketball. Justin Mutz was sensational the other night in the win in Raleigh. We'll talk about the fast start and the Hokies holding on. And, man, it's still more to go for Mike Young's team, who's now won two in a row in the ACC.
And the Boston College this weekend trying to make it three. Maybe a little momentum for the Hokies. We'll see.
All right. We're off and running. It's a Friday of Packer and Durham. When we come back, FSU, Miami, round two tomorrow afternoon on ESPN2. We'll talk about it next on ACCN.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Hey, don't forget, Women's Hoops takes over Sunday on ACC Network. We get you going at high noon, number 20 North Carolina, number 18 Georgia Tech. It's presented for you by Food Lion. And then at 4 o'clock, Virginia Tech and number 4 NC State. That's two of our triple header. Right here on ACC Network and streaming live on the ESPN app.
Two good ones right there.
Now. Absolutely. Virginia Tech, after the win last night. Oh, yeah. They must have heard you were coming. Virginia Tech, after the win last night at home, now goes to NC State. Wolfpack. Don't get too caught up. Oh, Meatloaf.
He passed away.
What a shame.
You're starting to connect dots there.
I got it.
Were you on delay there a little bit?
No, I got it.
Okay.
I heard the harmonica. I was just double checking. Shout out to Eric Rue watching the show this morning. Eric, thanks. Says the administrative technical in the Syracuse-Georgia Tech game could have also been due to a coach not submitting starters in time or changing starters after the cutoff time. Could also be due to facility or uniform issues. Nonetheless, Packer is really a big fan of this whole rule.
Just think about what he just wrote. Let's say all of that happened. See, every one of those items happened.
Yes.
It doesn't affect the game. Who cares?
Again.
So get it correct. Yo, you got the wrong color uniform on. That's not a technical. We put Susan Jones, her name's Susan Smith. It's not technical. It's a stupid rule. It's really a terrible rule.
All right.
I'm done with that.
Okay, good. We'll move on. We did have a single game yesterday on the men's side, and you're going to see a couple of these here in the next week or so. Yesterday, Florida State was able to get North Florida to come over from Jacksonville, and 86-73, the final. This is a makeup game for a lost non-conference game. Georgia Tech's going to play one coming up, I think, next week against Clayton State, maybe a week after. However, all these games are kind of filling in for lost non-conference games that teams missed during the pandemic. Matt Cleveland played very well, by the way. 21 from Caleb Mills, 21 from Matt Cleveland. Florida State beats a really good A-Sun team, 86-73 yesterday.
I had a phone call yesterday from Chuck Walsh at noon. He said, "Pack, it's not quite Duke." And I said, You think? And he was laughing. Apparently, remember we saw a video of the fans storming the court and the guy jumping up on the rim doing chin-ups?
Yeah.
Apparently, he bent the rim. Said to get new rims.
Yeah, tough break.
You know, that's the price of victory.
That's exactly right.
But the Noles and the Canes tomorrow.
Yeah, Georgia Tech, by the way, plays Clayton State Sunday, I think. So there you go. You're going to see a couple of these games. And this is where teams lost non-conference games in that December, Christmas,
plenty
January.
Of good seats available for that one.
Well, but you're trying to get your numbers back. And is it for a win? You hope.
It better be.
Yeah,
it
better be. All right, so Florida State's win brings us back around to tomorrow and the game on ESPN, I've been reminded, by the way, not ESPN2 tomorrow, with Florida State and Miami. And given the way the first one went, I'd say expectations are pretty high for another thriller.
It doesn't even matter what happened in the first one because these two are playing great basketball. They are. And Miami's playing with a ton of confidence. We've talked about the guards. Isaiah Wong was on with us yesterday. Florida State, the giant win against Duke in dramatic style and overtime. We're going to do accounting too, by the way, later on. And you're going to see the influence of what we've seen this week in our accounting. But this is a monster game. I would say that Duke and Miami and Florida State on the men's side right now have kind of put themselves over here. It's in a little category. They've become the best three in the league, in my opinion. So, big time game. No question.
Yeah. Don't forget how exciting the first one was, too. 65-64, the Raekwon Evans free throws. Miami, you know, foul or no foul, whatever the case may be.
Well, Raekwon Evans been making some big shots here lately, hasn't he?
Tell the truth. So, BPI likes Miami at home. Again, I think a lot of the principles in play are going to be the same ones tomorrow that you saw, you know, about 10 days ago. Glob game of the weekend. Well, hang on. Before we do that, let's go back and roll some of this video here because Polite was outstanding. And so was the rest of, quite frankly, is Jaden Worley scoring. I mean, this was a showcase game.
It had a great back and forth down the stretch. Great back and forth. And, you know, I still remember Miami's down. They got the ball. They missed a shot. Miller with a rebound, just an aggressive offensive rebound. Fires it out to Moore on the wing. Bam! He makes the three. And you're like, oh, my goodness. Miami's going to figure out a way to do this again. And then Florida State's got enough time. They drive the basket, foul, two free throws, ball game. See you later. These are two big-time teams, man, I'm telling you. And the fact, again, neither one are ranked. Not going to worry about all that stuff. It'll all take care of itself. But I really believe there's only three teams right now in the league that if you're watching this conference and you start saying, all right, there's separations in the conference right now. These are the three teams, Duke, Miami, and Florida State. I think right now they are playing better basketball than everybody else. You look at the numbers, you look at the standings. We're going to give accounting here coming up. But it's going to be a great game, man. Anytime they get together, they don't like each other. The fan bases don't.
Yep.
It was hopping at the Tuck. I suspect they'll be excited down in South Beach, down there at Coral Gables when the Noles come rolling in there tomorrow.
Yeah, I would think you'd get a good crowd tomorrow.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, folks need to wake up on Miami basketball. I know everybody's got football in the brain, but Jim Larrañaga is getting the job done.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fresh off of beating Tobacco Road. He swept them first time ever. North Carolina, Duke, NC State, WWW. you know, little revenge game. We've seen them. It's been fun, too, to watch the revenge games so far in this league, right? The folks, hey, I got a second time to see them. It's been amazing how often people have gotten revenge in the second game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a chance tomorrow, right? Miami, Florida State. And again, I'll bring this up just like I did a moment ago with Louisville and NC State, who played just once on the ladies' side. If you get a split in the two regular season meetings, then tiebreakers defer back to the highest seeded team beyond yourselves. And we'll see how that plays out. Not that, you know, again, the other story that's going to be developing on the men's side down the stretch in the month of February is the double bye. And we know that. And that's going to come into play, the double bye at the tournament in Brooklyn. And we'll see how it's impacted.
Well, I like three right now.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. Like Duke, Miami, Florida State.
Yeah, and if I said to you today, who do you like as the four spot, you could probably give me six teams.
Yeah, no question, because the identity factor and the consistency factor are the big piece. It was interesting listening to coaches following Wednesday night. You can go back and listen to their post-game press conferences. You hear the word consistency or lack of consistency more than you hear just about any other statement among coaches who win and coaches who lose.
And this goes back to what we said 3 weeks ago. Who can put together a week where you go WW and go, okay, great, let's try to do it again.
Yeah, I mean,
that's, and we said it 3 weeks ago, and it has not changed. Who's able to do that? You've seen Miami do it. You've seen Florida State do it. We know who Duke is, right? And everybody else has kind of had maybe a good, maybe a bad, maybe a good. It's really been goofy. So I think that lends to yourself as a fan sitting on the couch watching games that, man, you don't know who's going to win these games. I mean, it really, standings mean nothing. Go watch it, and they've been tight. We've given you all the stats known to man, how many games we've had under 5 points. That's just the way this league is this year on the men's side. Women, different. We got elite, we've got quality depth, and everything else. The men, we're still trying to figure it out.
When we come back, we're hoping to have Louisville legend Russ Smith. How do you confirm that legend thing? Well, they hang your number in the top of a building. And that's what they're going to do this weekend in Louisville for Russ Smith. Packer and Durham continues on a Friday after
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Friday. Your lucky numbers are 548 today. 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. We look forward to getting Russ Smith on the program. He is a legend, and he's going to get a chance to prove it.
We've talked about transparency on this show, right? We always try and keep things in the middle of the road and make sure that we're all buttoned up and everything. I said at the top of the show tonight, or this morning rather, mistakenly, and used COVID as the reason that Virginia Tech and NC State were not going to wrestle tonight in the Friday night duels here on ACC Network. That was a mistake on my part. Nowhere in the release from the ACC or the representative releases from the institutions does it cite COVID. That's my mistake. I apologize to Tony Roby and his program, Whip Babcock, their athletics director. But they will not wrestle tonight. It's been canceled. Results in a Virginia Tech forfeit. It was my mistake to assume that that was COVID protocols that kept that from happening.
Well, again, speedy recovery for all parties involved. And, man, it bums me that we don't have NC State, Virginia Tech on the duels tonight. I think folks are, if you watch the show, we've hyped that thing up. Man, these are the two top-ranked wrestling programs in the league, both in the top 10. They're legit. Crowd would have been awesome. The match last year was epic.
Yep.
It was just one of the all-timers. I thought it was one of the best sporting events of the ACC year, quite frankly. And hopefully we get a chance to see it at some point, Tom. I mean, who knows?
I don't know
how the scheduling thing's going to work out, but that's a loss for all of us as ACC fans that we don't have a chance to see those two get after. But again, speedy recovery to all involved.
Yeah, my apologies to everybody at Virginia Tech for the assumption there, and the old adage of assuming comes into play. The glob game of the week.
We got a couple globbers.
Yeah, but you're big on Louisville-Notre Dame tomorrow for some reason, right?
Well, I'm big on that. I'm big on North Carolina-Wake Forest, too. We got two really glob games because I think there's five teams right now in the glob, and four of them going to see each other this weekend. But Notre Dame at Louisville, I'd ask the question to Louisville fans who are watching us right now or listening to us, what do you make of your team? Now, we normally get into this in football season, the team of mystery is what I dubbed Satterfield's boys this year.
Right.
I'm starting to feel the same thing about the basketball program, right? There's times you watch him, you go, that's a good-looking club, man. Malik Williams is a problem.
Jalen Withers played well. Sidney Curry.
Right.
Noah Locksman good, shooting right. a three.
There's pieces there that you really like. But then you get stretches where, you know, NC State rolls in there and beats you by 16. And you got it's a great home court advantage.
I mean, you go to Pitt and lose. You come back and win the other night.
They're a weird team to figure out, man.
Okay. So here again, Chris Mack. Another one of those coaches that uses the word consistency. And here we go. Louisville, your chance for consistency. Mike Bray, they played Monday at Howard, and quite frankly, closer than it should have been. Notre Dame's got to be more consistent, right? I think it's one of the key elements of figuring out who's coming from the glob.
Well, Notre Dame Howard, given the fact it was an MLK game.
Sure.
I mean, I get it short notice, you know, 2 days after you went to Blacksburg and blew a double-digit lead in the second half. That's right. A lack of consistency, just half to half
sure.
on the road. But prior to that, Notre Dame had won six straight, and you were thinking, man, the Irish, it's kind of what we mm-hmm. expected. Old team, kind of a perfect Mike Bray team, can shoot the lights out from beyond the arc, and they lose to Virginia Tech, which was a critical win for the Hokies. Kind of sleptwalk through the Howard game. They've had all week to kind of get healthy, mm-hmm. get off your feet a little bit. I think we've seen teams talk about, hey, we had a week off and how much better they played, just kind of having that break. So now Notre Dame's got to prove it on the road. And I think this is kind of a critical game for Louisville, maybe more so than Notre Dame. If the Irish can steal one on the road, that's great news. But for Louisville, given how goofy their last couple weeks have been,
sure.
Wes, it just feels like this is one of those hold-serve games for Louisville.
Yeah, the thing that you look at when you see Louisville's schedule here, Notre Dame at Virginia, Duke at home, home to Carolina.
It's a critical stretch.
Feels like a really big sequence of games.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, you go at Syracuse, at Notre Dame to start February. But you
forget February.
Right.
The immediacy of almost all of these teams now, anybody in the glob, it's immediate. Like, what are you doing today to win this game? Mm-hmm. Really, with the exception of Duke.
Well, that 3-0 starts a long way ago.
My gosh.
1-3 in your last four, but with Notre Dame at Virginia, Duke at home. I mean, it's going to be time. Interesting to see. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of feels like it's time for Louisville, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big game. And I'd say the same thing with North Carolina Wake. I mean, these are globbers, as we call them. Teams in the glob are going to see each other. And North Carolina, after really an abysmal performance at Miami, where they just got wood-shedded, you got to figure that's got to be burning, right? You got to figure Hubert made his voice pretty known about, hey, effort, defensive intensity has to be better. And you're for Wake Forest, hopefully Coach Forbes is good to go, ready to roll. They're fresh off their big win at Georgia Tech. They've been winning on the road. Dominate Florida State at home. The Deacs have been a great story. Tobacco Road Showdown, it's always good.
I think you're talking about interesting games. Those are two. I think the other ones that we're starting to look at here, there's all sorts of levels of glob, right?
No, there's one glob.
Yeah, there's one glob, but within the glob, there's seemingly you got Carolina Wake, Notre Dame Louisville, Virginia NC State.
Well, NC State, you want to be transparent? NC State's 2-6. They're going to have to win the ACC tournament.
Sure.
They haven't been able to beat anybody at home. They've lost at home to Clemson. They've lost at home to Louisville. Lost the other night to Virginia Tech. I mean, you got to win at home, man. If you don't win at home in this league, you're toast.
Florida State.
You're done.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you just, you know, you got to win games.
Yeah.
At home. So here comes Virginia. Man, you're going to tell me, is this a Virginia team that's going to give me 55 points, or are they going to make shots and score over 70 like they did at Syracuse and at Clemson? I don't know. That's that consistency thing you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Virginia's going to do. But Virginia still has a chance, Wes. They've won four of their last six. You get a sense, hey, it's still Tony Bennett. They're still going to play great defense. And if they make shots, they're going to be a tough out. And for NC State, I think NC State's season, quite frankly, I mean
Without Ernest Ross and already Manny Bates now. Bates,
which has been a humongous problem from the get-go. But I think NC State's road is to win the tournament. Man, I think when you're 2-6, you're 1-6 like Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like Pitt-Clemson tomorrow is a loser-leave-town match. They're both 2-5. The loser of that game goes 2-6. Hey, let me get you in the real world. The way this league's going, the lack of non-conference quality wins, your road to get in is win the tournament. I'm be completely honest with you.
No, I think that's why
you can't sugarcoat 2-6.
You bring up Wake Carolina and certainly Louisville, Notre Dame. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see who can emerge. I think Carolina, we thought, was one of those teams. Then the other night, it doesn't go well at Miami. That's the second weekday kind of game. Notre Dame, a couple weeks ago. Notre Dame, a weeknight game. And South Bend didn't go well. You know, so Carolina's got to sort out who they are on the road and who they are at home type thing. They played Boston College, looked lights out that night. You know, it's going to be curious.
Well, I think if I'm Wake Forest, I'm feeling good about life. I think Wake's playing with house money.
I mean,
given where they were
a
year ago, Steve Forbes got them at 5-3.
Right.
They've got pieces where they've caused problems for everybody they've played.
Right.
I mean, Alondis Williams has been fantastic. We've talked about that.
First team.
He's having a first-team All-ACC performance.
Absolutely.
You know, the Deacs have really, other than their game against Duke, where they got, I mean, they got absolutely bombed by Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Duke played great that night. But, you know, that happens when you play the Blue Devils. There's no shame in losing to Duke. But I've been impressed with Wake. So I think they go into that game tomorrow thinking, hey, we're at home. North Carolina's had defensive issues and lapses, especially on the road. Let's go play.
Yeah.
Let's go ball. See what happens.
Don't forget, tomorrow at Louisville, Russ Smith will have his jersey raised into the rafters. He is going to join Daryl Griffin from 1979-1980 Final Four.
Love that
Doctors
team.
Of Dunk.
They were great.
Charlie Tyree, of course, mid-50s, number 8. Never nervous Purvis Ellison from Savannah, Georgia. Wes, you believe Purvis, he went from Savannah to Louisville and then won a national title?
Championship.
Yeah.
Took care of Duke.
And the great Wes Unseld from
awesome.
1965 to 68.
Pretty good group there now.
Yeah. Congratulations to Russ Smith and all the good folks at the University of Louisville. That's quite an honor. They don't put those. By the way, he's the only player in Louisville history, 1,800 points, 350 assists, 250 steals.
And it's a bourbon deal. That's, I mean, we got to get Russ on here now. Somebody wake up Russ Smith, get him on the show.
Can't help you with that one.
Well, better. We promoted him.
Well, you know how that goes.
I mean, we got to have a bourbon conversation. I mean, we can talk hoops
all day
long.
Maybe at some point we can.
This guy's an expert, man.
I can tell you what we are going to talk when we come back.
Counting?
Yep. We're doing this twice a week now.
You have to. Changes after every time everybody plays.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, we're getting ready to find out.
Pat, thanks for the mug, by the way. No, dude, that's quality coffee.
Yeah,
mug.
Now you're coming around. I am
coming around.
Now you have found out where the mug came from.
Yeah.
No more Walmart jokes from you.
When we come back, we'll dive into accounting. We agree at the top.
What? We do?
We agree at the top.
Wow.
The rest of it, up for grabs. Sit tight, kids. Accounting's next. Hour one, Packer and Durham on a Friday.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham on a Friday, 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program. As Wes alluded to, accounting part two this week.
Yeah.
And really, the way the conference is going on the men's side, literally after every slate of games, there is normally a major adjustment because it's just how fluid the conference is right now, even at the top.
Yeah. And my favorite part continues to be when our great folks on the social media side of ACC Network put our accounting out there. And people who didn't see the show then comment on accounting, it's A1.
That's normally the case on social media. People don't watch the show and then they want to comment on something.
Yeah, but that's
found
okay.
That out.
That's fine. We're kind of putting ourselves
you
in front of the...
You have to be an insider to really know what's going on.
We're putting ourselves right in the middle of the firing line, as they say, by doing this twice a week. But
whatever
that's okay, right?
Whatever makes you happy.
All right, here we go. Here's the accounting. The old big board for me. I've got Miami 1.
Oh.
I moved Miami to 1. Florida State is up 2-2.
Oh.
Duke is down 2-3. Notre Dame is 4. Carolina down 2-5. Louisville up 2-6. Wake down 1. I know they won.
The Swiss.
Listen. Some of this has to happen because... Stop. Just
they
wait.
They won on the road for the first time since 04 in Atlanta. Is that Is that going back to your days as the voice of the Jackets?
Stop.
That's bothering you that much?
That's your favorite part.
Well, how do they go down?
Virginia down one. They won two. Oh, no, actually, yeah. Virginia won at Pitt. They went down one. Syracuse flat.
Wow.
Virginia Tech up two. I like the win at NC State, especially after you lost to them at home. BC flat after the loss at Louisville. Pitt is up two. I thought Pittsburgh is better. Clemson flat at 13. NC State's down 4-14. And Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets got to find a way to get a win.
I would agree with that. Maybe Clayton State helps, but it won't help you on the counting.
Nope.
That's not going to influence the judges.
All right. Fighting Jimmy Hebron's. That
ain't going
to work.
Sweet 16. I never disappoint with 16. Here we go. Wes, I agree with you. Miami 1, Florida State 2, Duke 3. Now, Blue Devils, I want to tell you something. I want to talk to the Blue Devils a second here. I don't want to hear you guys complain. You know why?
Why is that?
Because what's your record against Miami? 0-1?
0-1, and it's going to stay that way.
What's your record against Florida State?
0-1.
All right, so how in the world do you think you're going to be above those guys?
That's it.
It's called scoreboard. It matters. I got the Swiss 4. Can't believe you had them winning a game and drop. No way. Notre Dame, North Carolina, Virginia. We kind of have the same teams in the same neighborhood, but not necessarily the same spots. Louisville, the Bayheims, give them a spot up because I tell you, everybody on the right-hand side of the ledger, can be whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't matter. Hokies finally got a win or two. That helps. The Heights, Clemson, Pitt, State, the Defenders, you know who you are and where you belong. And 16, the KFC Yum Center roof had a tough week. Leakage the other night delaying the BC game. So, therefore, the Yum Center, you have been called out on the Sweet 16. I could have gone KFC by itself with the Beyond Fried Chicken concept, which I have no idea what that is. But the Yum Center roof, you got to get that figured out now. Got to get that worked out. There you go. Sweet 16.
The Louisville-Boston College game, the good news is about the leaky roof.
Why wasn't that a technical?
Well, stop. Hang on a second. Because they had a building situation. Well, it should have been a technical. There you go. Late start. Who knows? Why not? Just hand them out.
I mean, that's actually more detrimental than Bob Smith putting in the wrong scorecard.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. Years ago, I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood of probably, longer than 10, maybe 10, 12 years ago, Georgia Tech was playing Virginia at Alexander Coliseum. And a heavy rainstorm rolled through Atlanta. And this is before Alexander Coliseum became McCamish Pavilion. Originally McCamish, now McCamish. And that night it rained so hard in Atlanta, the Alexander Coliseum roof leaked. And Virginia flew home. Didn't play the game. Game got rained out.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think your dad was. I think Billy was there to do the game, too.
God.
But the game got rained out because they could not stop the water from pouring through the roof.
Now, see, that should count as a loss.
So Virginia went home and came back. Virginia came back like a week and a half later and played on a Monday night. They both had a break.
Who won that game?
Virginia did.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, Virginia came back and won the game.
They earned it.
They didn't play that night. They could not stop the water from falling. And I think Jamie Lucky was one of the officials of the game. We talked about it a few years ago, as I recall. But that's the second. I'm glad Louisville and BC got to play this week because sometimes it doesn't happen. They can't get it fixed.
Do we know what the weather forecast is in Louisville?
For tomorrow? Notre Dame on Saturday?
Just ask.
I mean, it's a fair question, but isn't that hilarious the way that
normally
happened?
When there's one leak, there becomes two.
Uh-huh.
It's normally how that works. I don't know. Yum Center, you're 16 this week.
Snowdrift on the
I'm just asking.
Remember the old Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit? Took a little snowdrift one time.
I told you that was a dump. That thing, that place.
Never went in that building.
I have.
Yeah. I like Ford Field downtown, by the way.
You know what? I sat at Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh boy.
For a basketball game. I sat with Magic Johnson.
Now, that's the way you roll though.
As a kid. I loved Magic as a kid.
Yeah, you roll now. You went to the Final Four was in Charlotte. You hung out with who? Eddie Vedder?
Pearl Jam. That's a great story.
I mean, you roll. People think, that's 16 steps and that's what it is. And you roll. When you roll, you roll.
You mean when I leave the house?
No, no. I mean, like, when you get around people, you go. You don't hit the midline celebrity.
Well, you might as well.
You're
if you
A-listing
can.
It.
No, no. Why wouldn't you
Magic
do that?
Johnson, Eddie Vedder.
Guys at Pearl Jam, they were huge basketball.
You've had some nights now. Big Pac-Man.
If amen.
When the Pac-Man rolls, the Pac-Man rolls. George Strait with Mrs. P.
I didn't hang out with George Strait. Mrs. P did. But you know what? She came back to me.
Lyle Lovett.
Lyle Lovett.
Backroom Lyle
Julia
Lovett.
Roberts.
See? Pac-Man rolls. Don't get all this twisted, folks. You know, oh, the wellness plan. And
the wellness
my
plan
knee hurts.
Rocking.
All this.
Well,
F-150, get the dogs and go to Bojangles. When the Pac-Man gets out, out. A-list. Sands Hotel, Vegas, back in the 60s with Dean Martin. That's how big he rolls.
The original Rat Pack. That's me. Rat Pack.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to use that as my Twitter handle.
That'd be good. All right, coming up in hour two, Joe Zagacki will be here, legendary voice of the Miami Hurricanes.
Have we found Russ Smith? Are we still got an all-points bowl? Is Russ on the roof at the Yum Center fixing
you know,
it? What's
again,
going on there?
Here we go. Also, can you move
you
in the standings?
A place that's leaking.
Can you move in the standings after mid-January? We go diving into some research on this. We'll talk about it. Hour two, Friday's Packer and Durham continues in a moment.
Packer and Durham.